Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of baggage? Not the stylish kind. I mean the stuff that weighs you down emotionally, hurts, grudges, resentment. Yeah, we've all been there. Today on the Discipline Switch, we're diving deep into something powerful. Forgiveness, not just for other people, but for ourselves too. It's not about letting bad things slide or condoning them. It's about choosing to release the grip they have on our hearts and minds so we can truly move forward. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You know that feeling when someone does something that really stings? You want to lash out, scream, or maybe even just withdraw into yourself. We're hardwired for justice, right? But here's the thing, clinging to anger doesn't serve us in the long run. It keeps us stuck in the past, replaying those painful moments over and over again. It can poison our relationships, our self-esteem, even our physical health. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is a radical act of self-love. It takes courage, but it sets us free. It's about choosing to let go of the bitterness and pain so we can make space for healing and growth. So how do we actually cultivate this powerful force? 5 key takeaways for your forgiveness journey. 1. Understand that forgiveness isn't condoning. This is a big one, folks. Forgiveness doesn't mean saying what happened was okay or forgetting about it. It means acknowledging the hurt, understanding its impact on you, and consciously choosing to release the anger and resentment. Think of it like this. Imagine your heart as a garden. Holding on to anger is like planting weeds that choke out everything good. Forgiveness is like clearing those weeds and making space for beautiful flowers to grow. 2. Practice empathy. I know, easier said than done, right? But try to step into the other person's shoes. What might be going on in their life that led them to act the way they did? This doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you understand it better, and maybe even feel a little compassion. Remember, people often make mistakes out of fear, hurt, or insecurity. 3. Forgive yourself first. Oh yeah, we gotta throw ourselves in this too. We all mess up sometimes. It's part of being human. Holding on to self-blame keeps you stuck in a loop of negativity. Instead, acknowledge your mistakes, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you are worthy of love and forgiveness even when you fall short. 4. Take time. Forgiveness is a process, not a switch. You flip overnight. Be patient with yourself. There will be ups and downs. Don't rush it. Let those feelings come up, acknowledge them, and then gently guide your thoughts towards acceptance and release. Think of it like a muscle. The more you practice forgiveness, the easier it becomes. 5. Focus on the benefits. Forgiveness isn't about excusing bad behavior. It's about freeing yourself from its grip. When you forgive, you create space for peace, joy, and love to enter your life. It's a gift you give yourself, not the other person. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, right? She's brilliant, ambitious, but she carries this heavy weight from years ago when her best friend betrayed her trust. Every time someone messes up, Sarah jumps to the worst-case scenario, assuming they're just like her old friend. This keeps her from forming close connections because she's always guarded and suspicious. Sounds familiar? This is where forgiveness comes in. Sarah starts by acknowledging the pain, truly feeling it, and then consciously choosing to release the anger she's been holding on to. It's a journey, not a destination, but with each small step, Sarah feels lighter, freer. She learns to trust again, forming genuine connections that bring joy into her life. Listen. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about choosing to rise above the pain, reclaiming your power, and creating space for healing and growth. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and peace. You deserve to live a life free from the burdens of the past. Choose forgiveness, choose yourself, and watch the magic unfold. So, go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. And hey, share this with someone who might need to hear it. We're all in this journey together. See you tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.